Dear children, dear young people, dear friends, nice that you've tuned in to Liu Bani, the School for New Jerusalem for another time, under the sign of the Christ of God, of the love for God and neighbor. An unusual school, isn't it? A school of freedom, without any must. What you learn in this Liu Bani school is, for example, to practice the help for life, do not do to others what you would not want them to do to you, toward people, animals, and nature, in order to become a happier and more peaceful person. And the name Liu Bani? Liu Bani is an angel being who guides and instructs the spirit children and the eternal spiritual worlds, our true homeland. What Liu Bani wants to say to us human children on earth, no matter whether big or small, has been written down for us by a human being who is able to translate the language of the heavens into human words. Because Liu Bani is a heavenly being, and therefore does not speak the language of human beings, Gabriele, our human sister, the prophetess and emissary of God, translates Liu Bani's heavenly language for us. So we will continue reading. Today it's about people's free will. Liu Bani begins her explanations like the following. To be clear means to be ready and able to assimilate. People who rest in themselves and are connected with God have a clear mind. They are clear thinkers. They instantly grasp things and have the right, that is, the lawful solution right away. How come? Because there are no dark shadows lying over their spiritual consciousness, that is, their horizon is not clouded over. The rays of the inner sun reach the active brain cells unhindered, which store what the person is. You will now ask, what is a human being? The human being is energy, that is, radiation. We could also say that they are a bundle of energy or a bundle of rays. The person, the bundle of energy, the radiation, consists of what is already predetermined in the person's genes and of what he thinks day after day, that is, what he assimilates and stores. What lies in the genes is also stored in the soul's particles and radiates out via the soul's garments. And a soul only enters a body that has a similar vibration to itself. The radiation of the soul and the radiation of the genes are identical for the most part. So that means our genes correspond to the nature of our soul. Liu Bani said that 30 years ago, and Gabriele wrote it down. What does that tell us today? Science believes that it has decoded the genes, the code that supposedly determines our lives. Depending on which genes we got from our parents, that's who we are. But is that true? Liu Bani says, a person has free will. Day after day, he decides again what he intends to make of his life. The soul may very well influence the person via his genes, but the person himself decides what to make of it, for a free, selfless life, or a life that vegetates away, imprisoned by its own fate. To influence means to let flow in. This means that whatever is stored in the soul and in the genes, flows into the person's life into his world of thoughts. Now it is up to the person what kind of thoughts he decides for. For human thoughts, which are against God, or for divine thoughts, which bring him a light-filled, free, and healthy life. A person's external appearance is marked by his soul in connection with his genes and his world of thoughts. These also control his aspirations and strivings, his decision for good or for evil. Therefore, Liu Bani tells us that we shape ourselves with our world of thoughts. But with what do we want to shape and program ourselves and our soul and our genes? With what others think is good? With what is said and done in movies, on the internet, in videos, in the media? That is the consciousness of others. How about if we say, I don't want to program myself the way others want it to. I have my own consciousness. I know myself what I want. I decide for the good, for another peaceful world. When I surf the internet, what do I see? Do I really want that? Does it correspond to my consciousness? Or is it something that someone else leads me to believe? After all, I have my own value and can always check myself. What I hear, do I really want that? Does it really fit to me? Or am I merely imitating what others purport? Liu Bani encourages us not to let ourselves be programmed by others. She wants to give us an understanding of peace, of the kingdom of God. Let's continue reading what Liu Bani says. In every situation of life in which the person has to decide, he receives God's help. It is active via the conscience, into which your guardian spirit also gives impulses. It communicates via fine and gentle sensations that stimulate you to think of the good and to react and act selflessly. It can also communicate with you through a conversation with your neighbor or via occurrences of the day. At every instant, it is possible to decide and to turn back, because every instant contains God's help and God's strength. The eternal spirit in a human being, the guardian spirit, and the energy of the day are admonishers, helpers, and serve a person so that he may recognize his wrongdoing in time as a cause and clear it up before the fate he himself has created strikes. God's love guides his child in manifold ways and strives to lead it out of the causes it created itself in time. Our Heavenly Father is love and wants to free you from all burdens so that your horizon broadens and becomes light-filled and you can absorb his power of love, his wisdom and greatness without hindrance. With the help of our Heavenly Father, you can clear up all that hinders you to think clearly or to become wise. Recognize, the whole of infinity is the Logos. It is God. The whole of infinity is intelligence. It is the wisdom of God. To think clearly and become wise. Why, actually? Liu Bani says, for another world, for a just society, for a clean earth, for peace, for New Jerusalem. And so we are called upon, because each of us has its own state of consciousness. That is decisive, not what others want to graft on us. We are free. We decide. We are called upon. Liu Bani gives us her human brothers and sisters many aids that we can try out. She says, take these maxims to heart. Put your thoughts in order, then your life will become ordered. Give up your self-will. Do not lead anyone by his nose. Do not deprive him of his free will. Practice finding the good in all people. Then you will also respect their free will and become free yourself of prejudice, opinions, and bindings. Actualize the spiritual knowledge you have stored. Then your horizon will become clear and you will be able to receive the cosmic intelligence, the divine wisdom. Then your light-filled consciousness will communicate with you, no matter where you are or what you do. For the universal intelligence, the divine wisdom, is in you. Now you will grasp more and more easily the difference between intelligence and intellect. What do you want? Intelligence or intellect? It is up to you. Yes, dear children, dear young people, dear friends, we are free. Liu Bani gives us an understanding of the divine wisdom and the freedom from the kingdom of God. It helps us to develop our consciousness and not be programmed by society. And it helps us on the way into another time, the time of the love for God and neighbor, New Jerusalem. Until the next time with Liu Bani, see you then.